This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is weird. Can we just fire up the text line and have people text in? Like, if you could, do you have a mystery that you want to know the...
Do you watch, like, a lot of true crime docs?
I try not to, because I see how...
Oh. All right.
You're not exactly... You don't think like other people.
Yep. Like, I'm safer.
Netflix will not stop telling me to watch Gabby or whatever.
The Gabby Petito one?
Yes. Mm. Like, I can't... So I don't...
It's good.
But the mystery that you want to know doesn't have to be like...
Well, that's like not a mystery.
Crime, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm out on all those. I mean, I've seen all, like, the Casey Anthony docs, the Menendez Brothers docs, the JonBenet docs.
You've seen them listed. You haven't watched them.
I've watched them, yeah.
Or
not,
you have?
Not the, not, I don't think the newer ones. I've seen, like, the ID TV channel ones, you know, like... Just
for some reason,
ones.
Those are better to me. Like, they're classic. When you get Keith Morrison.
Yeah.
I do love Keith, God, but I like the other docs more.
This may sound terrible, and I'm not encouraging anybody to hurt me. But I really feel like the way I want to go out, I want Keith Morrison to narrate whatever happened to me.
Okay.
He's on the TV.
He's
right
literally
now.
On the TV behind us.
Wow.
If I don't know if it's a promo for something, it's amazing. But so what is there a mystery that you'd like to get to the bottom of?
It is funny that I didn't think that there were other mysteries.
Well, because I saw this Reddit thread and one of the things on there was, I want to know who Jack the Ripper was. And then Aaron's like, idiot.
I didn't call you an idiot.
What did you say? Moron? I don't remember.
No, I didn't name call anything. I said it's been solved.
You went, idiot.
There you go. Just like that. That's what you said. No, it hasn't.
It's so they found DNA around the middle of February. And they're like...
From a crime? What?
From a shawl that was one of the victims. And it matched a guy who was one of the suspects. And so they're like 99% certain who this man was.
You're saying it just happened then?
Yeah.
So right. You knew that when you were in England, did you go on the thing?
I did go on a Jack the Ripper walking tour.
Can I rest my case, Your Honor? It's like, what? Why do you watch crime docs? I don't know. So I don't end up going on a Jack the Ripper walking tour? Yeah. Like,
it was
what?
Fun. Yeah.
Did they have animatronic guys? Hello, like,
no, but it was at night and there were like 16 other groups. It was wild. Whoa. It is a very...
Because everybody wants to do it. So they take you to the back alleys where it happened?
Yeah. And of course, there's like new buildings there. So they would point to like... The middle of this building is where it happened. You can't see it, but it happened over there.
It's a Chili's now, but I'm sure you can imagine.
Okay. All right.
I'm the opposite, because like I said, I've seen all these, the shorter versions of the docs, and I'm just like, eh.
You're not curious at all?
No. I'm not. I don't.
What would you want to know then?
I don't know. I'd want to know maybe like what happens when you die. That's like a mystery, right?
We can work that out, right?
Everyone get Keith ready.
Keith is on line one here. Tiago was a normal fellow. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how. I mean,
do you believe in anything?
I don't know. I mean, I grew up Catholic, so I definitely think things are better if you're good than if you're bad. But
I'm shooting the moon. I'm going for the. Okay. Yeah.
But I don't know, and that's probably why I don't feel like anyone
do you think
really
you get
knows.
Reincarnated? You don't have any opinion on it whatsoever right now.
No.
You don't think, do you think there's, do you believe in ghosts?
No, I don't. Because I've never really interacted with them before.
You and really also, haven't?
No. And also they just, they seem like very scary, but then also they don't do anything.
I don't believe in scary ghosts.
Like they like rattle the window. Like,
yeah, they're just, okay, yeah. They're like, just trying to let you know they're there.
Well, get out of here.
No.
Move on with it.
No.
What if they're stuck?
Yeah,
and they can't. They need help.
There's something that they didn't...
So maybe that's another good question. Like, what made them stuck? How come there's only so many ghosts? Like, we've had gazillions of people die, and there's like 18 ghosts in the world.
Some
like, why
just
only
ready
so many?
To die, maybe?
Yeah. They don't
I think
get
the
stuck,
ghosts
they
are the ones
that
was like, ah, oh, darn it.
Dang it.
I never got to meet Keith Morrison. I want
to
know.
I'll go to his house. Yeah, I'll rattle the window.
I just said this, and now I'm making it about crime. I want to know probably a couple crimes. I want to know if OJ did it.
I feel like that's
we all kind of think he did it, but what if he didn't do it? If it doesn't fit, you must have quit. He probably did it, though. Yeah. I don't want to go to Brentwood and watch him do it. I want to be at his house and watch him jump over the wall or something and go, I knew it.
That,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have another 90s one that I'd be interested in. Okay. Is I want to know why Michael Jordan retired the first time, because there's a lot of...
That is a great one.
There's a lot of rumors around.
Oh, yeah.
He had gambling debts.
Yes.
Yeah, his father was then murdered. There's rumors about maybe they were connected. Maybe the league...
The MJ mystery's a great
one. Maybe the league told him you have to retire because this stuff about the gambling is going to come out and it's going to make us all look bad. So
if you get out on your own before it comes out, then it's never going
to
come out.
And all of it's... None of it's been like corroborated. We just we never know what happened. And that would be interesting to know.
Okay. The other one is JonBenet.
For sure. I think that would be mine. I have a lot of speculation, but I don't think we'll ever know.
303-222-5423. Text in. I rode Tiak on the afterlife. Who did it? Who did JonBenet?
I think her brother. I think it was an accident, but I think
the
her brother.
The brother made the garrot?
No, I didn't say that.
So then the mom made a bunch of stuff to make it look like somebody else did
or
it?
Or the dad.
I think the mom did it. From what I've seen, but I have not seen as many as I've seen like a 30-minute special on it. not quite the hours that Aaron's poured into
All right, well, we're going to show Tiak whether or not the afterlife is real. Here we go.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.